USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump touts his new trade agreement in Wisconsin. Here's Rick Vincent.
President Trump in Milwaukee pushes for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says he backs domestic businesses and their employees.
To ensure that all citizens can thrive, the modern economy as we know it, and it's really gotten modern, I'm thrilled that Lockheed Martin has committed to providing apprenticeships and workforce development opportunities for 8,000 of our great citizens.
The president calls on Congress to approve the agreement, bashing previous administrations for their trade policy.
There's a new champion at Wimbledon as Simone Halep knocked off Serena Williams, stopping her from winning her 24th Grand Slam title. Halep got her first at the All England Club 6-2, 6-2 for her second major championship. Halep said she's very sure that was the best match of her life. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The mystery of a 1983 disappearance of the 15-year-old daughter of a Vatican employee took yet another twist following evacuations at Vatican City's cemetery. The Vatican said it had discovered two sets of bones under a stone slab that will be formally opened next week. The new discovery came after the Vatican on Thursday pried open the tombs of two 19th-century German princesses in the cemetery of the Pontifical College in hopes of finding the remains of Emanuela Orlandi. Her family had received a tip that she might be buried there, but the tombs turned out to be empty. Searches continued, and Vatican spokesman Alessandro Ghisatti said further searches had been centered on the areas adjoining the tombs. He said investigators had located two sets of bones under a stone slab manhole. He said the area was immediately sealed off and would be opened only in the presence of forensics experts on July 20th. Her case has been one of the enduring mysteries of the Vatican, kept alive by the Italian media and a quest by her brothers to find the true answers.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The president says he has no plans to cancel the Sunday ICE raids like he did the last time. USA's Wendy King has more.
The Trump administration is going ahead with targeted deportation raids in some cities starting on Sunday. Leaders in New York aren't lending a hand and instead are helping immigrants. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he doesn't know what to expect from ICE agents in his city on Sunday.
We have lawyers available for anyone who is targeted.
Speaking on WNYC Radio, he said illegal immigrants shouldn't be fearful of city employees.
No New York City government personnel will participate or assist ICE in any way.
Vice President Pence visited a Border Patrol facility on Friday where close to 400 men are being detained after being accused of crossing the border illegally.
People saying that families and children are being held in concentration camps is an outrage. The Nazis killed people. Our Customs and Border Protection, as you heard today, are saving lives every day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
There's a new champion at Wimbledon as Simone Halep knocked off Serena Williams, stopping her from winning her 24th Grand Slam title. Halep got her first at the All England Club 6-2, 6-2 for her second major championship. Halep said she's very sure that was the best match of her life. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News.